And just like that, my friends, it is showtime. We are Spinning on Golf here on 760 WJR. Thank you very much to Abby Pelkey and Angelo Licano back at the Golden Tower doing what they do, and they do a fantastic job. Thank you both. Dave Rieger here with us at Doyle's. Yeah, we are back indoors because it's raining once again here at the Cardinal.
Do you have Gore-Tex for this radio system?
What's that, BC?
Gore-Tex system for the radio. We could be outside.
Did I miss the outdoor session last week?
Oh, yes, yeah. You did, as a matter of fact. And it was very good. It was very nice, but...
No TV.
Zero. No monitor whatsoever.
How's your TV working?
Thank you very much for asking.
I just had to ask.
Power went out during that out-of-nowhere storm Friday night. Just got done with a stellar, very hot round at Western Golf and Country Club. And got back. He'd have been proud of me. Everything was fine. Took the coldest shower of my life.
Not so to you be don't personal. Need heat.
And out of nowhere, next thing you know, gone. It's just coming down sideways. The wind is unbelievable.
Aren't you glad our rates are going up? Isn't
well,
it helpful?
Listen, I'm going to be very honest here. I don't lose power all that often. And I know that those who are in charge of getting us back online with DTE, in my particular case, they work extremely hard. It is very difficult doing what they do, especially when you've got massive outages as we had.
And they were massive.
They sure were. You were out for a couple days.
I just got it back last night at 9 p.m.
Well, mine is supposed to be on, from what I'm told, by 11:30 tonight, which is a crazy time to start power again when everybody's sleeping. But anyway, I digress. Our friends at DTE, wonderful sponsors here on WJR, just ran the ad saying, you know, yeah, generators can help. Do you know how long it would take a guy like me to hook up a freaking generator?
2 seconds.
No. BC, I'm the world's most unhandy dude, period.
No.
No.
Believe
I got you beat, sir. No, and I'm not bragging.
It's not that hard.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Nah, don't worry about it. You could do it.
But anyway, we'll see. But the fact of the matter is, we are on the air with Spin on Golf, and we don't have extra holes.
And we don't need a generator.
We do not. John Deere Classic, TPC Deer Run in beautiful Silvis, Illinois, has come and gone. Congratulations to the 26-year-old Chris Gotterup. He wins it at 20 under.
62 today, did he have?
Yeah, 9 under, 62. How about that?
And
they were shooting.
And Mr. was it Ben Coles made double in the last hole, unfortunately?
Well, yeah, he was also at 20 under going to 18. His approach, I think, was about 140. Duck hooks it into the drink. Missed a 3-foot bogey putt and finishes 18 with a double bogey. Played his collegiate golf at Virginia. Ben Coles, 36 years old, looking for his first PGA Tour win. He was right there.
Two of the last 3 years at the same event, right, BC? Was it both at that tournament?
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Nobody closed today. I mean, no. Homa did, and Gotterup did. Everybody else put the cheap suit on.
Gotterup closed.
Well, Lucas Glover, haven't mentioned his name in a while.
Yeah.
He seemed to be in control as this weekend unfolded. He's now 46 years old, 6 wins on the PGA Tour, former winner there. At the John Deere. Meanwhile, back to Coles. 5-time winner on the Corn Ferry. Played collegiately at Virginia. But it was Gotterup that seized the moment. Why not? 9 under 62 for the final round. That is his third win on the third win this season. His 5th PGA Tour victory for Chris Gotterup. He was in the zone today, as they say, Jordan.
Yeah, there was also a tournament in Hazeltine. The LPGA tournament, the major, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. Everybody's been talking about Nelly Korda maybe running the gauntlet this year.
Well, she's having a season, isn't she?
She finished T8. One over today. She did not win, but just interesting to hear about the women's golf, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But Gotterup's got 3 wins. 3 wins so far this year. And I mentioned nobody would have known that because he had 2 early. And I think he's jumped up into the the FedEx Cup standings quite a bit.
Sure he has.
I think he's like maybe 6 or 7. And then He's also going to be on that international cup team.
Well, he won the Jack Nicklaus Award back in 2022.
He's a bomber.
Yeah, you don't win that by accident,
no.
My friend. The dude's got skills. By the way,
did he go to Rutgers? I think he went to Rutgers.
Yeah, he started at Rutgers, then transferred to Oklahoma.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, the LPGA Tour, big goings on. They've got the Amundi Evian Championship next week at Yvain-les-Bains. Ooh. France.
That was good. That was Mbappe-like.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Here at Doyle's, magnificent establishment, mm-hmm. if you haven't been here, I'm kind of surprised that World Cup is getting as much following as it is here. I've got a lot of buddies that are watching it. There was quite a few tablefuls here.
Well, that's good.
Watching Norway. Mm-hmm. Shock! Brazil. 2-1. Was the final. Neymar gets a penalty kick late in extra time.
Most trash talking I've ever seen on a penalty kick.
You know what? That's
between
what
the shooter and netminder, it was very fascinating.
Steve, that's what happens when you play team sports. Let's stick to the individual game here. That's more important than that.
You've made it very certain there, BC.
There isn't enough room for punks of the week with the World Cup.
That whole FIFA thing, what a joke.
The thing. I know it's a golf show. But big goings on with the United States men's national team.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Flo.
Balogun. Balogun.
You needed French.
Got the red card.
Yeah.
Was supposed to be ineligible for the big tilt with Belgium tomorrow night in Seattle. 8 o'clock start, mm-hmm. by the way. Apparently, the White House.
Apparently.
President Trump got involved. Called the director of FIFA. And got them to overturn, which was a horrible call to begin with. And I know the Belgian Football Federation is absolutely sideways that this has been rescinded. So Flo Balogun is going to be able to play tomorrow night in Seattle. And that's great because he's our leading scorer. So if Belgium is true to their hearts, it was a horrible red card to begin with.
Wait a minute.
It was
incidental
contact. Is there a
White House in Belgium? Can that guy call FIFA and rescind?
No, I don't think it's going to work that way. But I will tell you what, BC.
Yep.
When this first happened, FIFA came out and said there's no way we can overturn it. It's just the way it is. Here we are. So I don't know.
Crooked?
But listen.
Yep.
This is one of the reasons. I know we've got to get to a break. This is one of the reasons, probably the main reason, that professional soccer has not translated well in the United States. It is a game that you don't know how it's going to be called.
Flopper.
The officiating has been horrific throughout, no matter what match you're watching.
It sucks.
And
Flop
you know
fest.
What? So anyway. Okay, more golf conversation. one of our resident pros, Jordan Young, has something you want to say about pitching,
fascinating. We'll get there.
BC wants 5 minutes at the end of the show to make some sort of announcement.
Yep.
Now, I can only imagine what that is. I can start taking guesses.
We better take a break before somebody at the station freaks out on you.
All right. It is another edition of Spin on Golf just for you right here on 760 WJR. All right. Certainly hope you and yours enjoying this 4th of July weekend.
250.
Maybe 250, baby. How about that?
Yes, 250.
What is?
Congratulations again to Chris Goddard. He wins the John Deere Classic. TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. We didn't mention, and by golly, I'm going to right now, U.S. Senior Open Championship in Scioto Country Club in Columbus, Ohio. Patrick Harrington, your winner at 12 under. Stuart Sink up next at 8 under. Patrick Harrington plays the game, man.
Patty, will you hold my hand?
You know what, Harrington? That score is pretty, because I played there in Scioto in the Senior Open. I tell you what, that score is...
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He played well.
Because
Sink played well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, BC. Speaking of Columbus and the greater Columbus area, have you fellows ever had the distinct pleasure of playing Double Eagle?
I have not, but I know about it.
It's about the fourth best in town. Mm-hmm. The golf club's better.
Really?
Muirfield's better.
Really?
I think Scioto's better, actually.
I bet you Patty Harrington hit a couple chip shots.
Unbelievable. I mean, you bet your buddy did. That guy can do anything he wants with a golf ball.
Patty Harrington.
Can you chip hook it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Toe down, toe in.
Not intentionally.
Your wrist angles have to
look
like this.
You have to be able to hit a chip hook.
Right. Show me next time we play. Chances are I'd be able to.
Hey, Steve, everybody's discounting wrist angles. You know what I was taught as a kid from Mr. Runyon mentioned this to me. He goes, hey, son, you got two hands. Learn how to use them. Don't learn how to not use them.
Well, getting back to our wonderful pitching conversation before the break, let me ask AI's point blank. Mm-hmm. Your pros, your teachers, passing along the finer techniques of this great game, has it gotten to the point, perhaps, where the younger players that eventually want to make a living at this game, I would imagine, are bored with short game?
Learn how to play ping pong.
Yeah.
Or tennis. Small tennis serves back and forth, or ping pong back and forth. You'll learn how to hit it inside out, outside in, inside out, outside in, and both hands. Do it with both hands.
Well, BC, you were talking during the break there. You wanted to – this dude you're teaching, off the tee, crushes it.
Yeah.
Then he said, all right, now let's go work on short game.
What's this? No, I just wanted to look. I said, okay.
Observation.
I'm watching this swing pattern. And I said, okay, your ankles don't match your swing pattern. Do this, do that, because he's a cross up there. He's got to whip it out in the downswing. Okay, good. It's a fade pattern. Okay, just do this at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Have your club face accelerate to the sky, yada, yada. That all matches. And I look at patterns that have to mix and match. So go to the short game. Now it's a little soggy out there today. Watch this kid hit three chips. Now, all I'm asking him to hit it from here to the wall, here to the, I don't know if that's
20 feet.
Yeah, 20 feet. Thank you. The Irish flag or the Italian flag.
Right.
I always confuse my wife.
Irish,
my mom,
please.
Yeah. I say, Mom, that's the freaking Italian flag over there, isn't it? Or is that Mexican? I couldn't tell. Anyway. And first one, he hit it 5 feet. Next one, he would have cracked an ankle 20 feet away, sculled it across the green. And the next one, he somehow scuffed it up on the green. I'm like, now, which one of those was a good shot? He goes, none of them. I'm like, well, the third shot had potential because you scuffed it up on the green. And he goes, well, what do I do here? He says, we don't have enough daylight, son. So what I was getting at, and his dad's looking at me, he's like, what do you mean? He's like, he has not been taught how to use his hands correctly. Well, no.
He hasn't learned.
We want to chip. You know, we chip like this. We lean the shaft.
But the follow-up question is, does he want to learn?
Well, that's the question we ask.
Right. And I look at him and I say, do you want to have a Rolodex or do you want to have one business card? You know, Rolodex.
Of short game shots.
That, right, short game shots. I mean, you take a Phil Mickelson, some of the greats, a Paul Runyon or, you know, Phil Rogers. They had Rolodexes of shots. Same club, right there. Have at it. Sevy, Rolodexes, and you watch them do
repertoire, it. Repertoire. Expand your repertoire of shots. That's what it's all about. You can't survive on two shots because you get certain shots. It's like, I don't have that shot. And people chip it by the hole, like 20 feet, and it's not even a tough shot.
But in this day and age where there's so much emphasis on distance, is that what the young dudes are working on right now?
Well, I tell you what.
Even the young ladies.
I tell you what. You've got to be good at it.
You have to be good at it. Your short game has got to complement your game.
People always ask us, how do I become a scratch handicap? I go, well, how's your putting? Oh, it's pretty good. How's your chipping? Ah, it's pretty good. And you know what? It sucks.
It literally does.
They're chipping it. Their putting might be like a 7 handicap. Their chipping's probably about an 18. Yeah. But they think it's good enough. And they might hit the ball like a 2. Because I tell you what, their biggest – the biggest value, the gap value there to improve your game is to improve your chipping, your pitching.
Makes sense to me.
You know, it's incredible.
I don't know how you can not subscribe to that theory,
Steve,
if you want to become good at this game.
I ask these kids a simple question. You know what scrambling is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's getting it up and down. I was like, no, it's getting it up and down for par. Okay? You miss the green. You got to get it up and down for par. I want to know what your scrambling average is. I want 5 rounds, tournament rounds. I want to know what your average is. Get a stat app, number one.
And they don't even keep their stats because it's too much work.
You got 15 minutes after your round to finish your work, or in half an hour. I don't care what it takes. You got half an hour. It's like, you know, being emotionally resilient after a shot and not going, you know, tomahawking clubs or whatever. But you have a job to yourself to figure out where I'm leaking oil.
Well, let me ask you this, to take it another level. What is the theory on greenside bunker play?
What about it?
Is that taken for granted?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Steve.
Most people don't even know how to get out of the bunker.
You can't get out of the bunker. I mean, there's an art and a skill to that in as of itself. That's another
the
half
kids
day
you all teach that want to be good at this game can't get out of a bubble.
I watched girls play at the Women's Open this past week, 80 girls from the Annika Tour, and I watched so many girls leave it in the bunker. Leave it in the bunker. These are professional players. I've seen college players that wedge it out to like 30 to 30 feet. To men's players, wedge it out to 30 feet. Like, as far as him and I are concerned, if you can't hit a basic shot within like a club length at a high level player, then you need work. You got work to do.
You know, it starts, you know, when I ask a player what your scrambling average is, are you a good putter? I said, because, especially when you're playing at the higher level and you have short-sided shots or we have firm greens and you have to hit, sometimes hitting a good chip shot is 10, 12 feet.
Sure.
You better be a great putter, a great putter to make those 10, 12 foot, which we call tide turners. Mm-hmm. I should have made a bogey, but I turned that into a par. Yeah. Guess what I feel like going to the next D? I feel like I make it a birdie. So those are tide turner moments in your round.
And as pros, is there enough emphasis put on this category, sand saves?
No.
Well, I think it's 50% is tour average, so everybody expects they're supposed to get up and down, which in reality, you know, the regular player should get up and down less than 20%? I'm going to say
that makes sense.
18% of the time. Like, I'd say the average golfer probably gets up and down maybe less than 10% of the time.
Yeah.
But a player that plays a lot would say, like, you know, maybe 18%, 16%.
And you're saying the tour average is 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, when I hit those bunker shots and I can hit them close or whatever, do what I need to, not as
and that's
as
when
I used to be.
When you're drooling.
Right. I was like, God, take that flag out. I can make this shot. You know, and people think I'm crazy. I'm like, no, I really believe it. You know, and you know, I play with some pretty good amateurs in the state, and, you know, I can hit a 30-yard bunker shot with my pitching wedge or my 48 or 9-iron. I don't care. You know, like, how do you do that? I practice that.
Yeah.
Said, how many times around do you get that? If I get that one time in the course of a four-round tournament,
it could be a two-shot or three-shot
change.
It's
a big deal.
Sure.
It's a big deal.
Huge deal.
It's huge.
Now, I think it's been said that for the pros, like yourselves, you would much rather be in the bunker than the greenside rough.
Yes.
True?
But most of the time, yes.
I mean, there's a lot of factors.
More friction, predictable, more friction. I mean, it depends on the lie. I mean, it all depends on the lie and the rough.
See, I know for a fact, if I'm in Michigan,
if I'm in Michigan, I'd rather be in the bunker. If I'm in Florida, I'd rather be in the rough.
and I'm reverse.
Yeah.
Now,
I would be reverse.
I do know this, playing somewhat of a lot of golf. Most amateurs want nothing to do with a bunker.
No.
Zero.
I know.
They would rather be in the rough.
I know Frank loved it.
This is Beckman.
Oh my God.
God rest
his
soul.
Hard home at Central.
Oh, it was
right?
painful.
Yeah, yeah.
But he, to his credit, he'd be the one that would look up and say, "Be on your toes, boys. I have no idea."
Hey, we've spent 13 years and we haven't talked as much about short game.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I enjoyed this conversation. It's good. Spin on Golf. We are making our way through it right here on 760 WJR. All right, quick review of what went down in this great game of golf around the world. Chris Goddard captures the John Deere Classic at TPC Deer Run in Illinois. Oh, boy, he was on fire. 9-under, 62 for the final round. Gets his fifth PGA Tour win. Meanwhile, the Champions Tour at Scioto Country Club outside Columbus, Ohio. Your winner, the timeless wonder, Patrick Harrington, wins it at 12-under. Stewart Cink up next at 8-under.
I wonder how many wins Harrington has, like all-time wins.
A gazillion.
He's got to be over 20.
A gazillion.
I'm going to look that up.
Speaking of the Champions Tour, we were talking about Lucas Glover earlier. Played collegiately a long time ago at Clemson. All of a sudden, he's 46, 4 years away from being eligible for the Tour Champions.
Let me just rip off some names here on the champion. It's going to take me a second to get up. See, who just played in the senior open?
You see Poulter finish fourth.
Yeah, Ian Poulter.
McLaren Golf.
I mean, it's crazy. The guys that are 50, I'm looking at the leaderboard. I'm like, oh, okay.
11 wins for Patrick Harrington.
I mean, Jamie Donaldson, Paul Stankowski, his name you haven't heard in a while. Pat Perez.
10 million earnings.
Now, Pat Perez, another name.
Stenson.
Well, Pat Perez's name has been mentioned lately, but for the wrong reason.
I looked at the list.
How'd you like to play John Rollins?
Yeah.
I mean, that dude hammers it. Now he's playing the Champions Tour. I was like, this isn't fair. You know, he could still play the PGA Tour. I mean, you know, if he wanted to, but.
Well, a lot of those guys.
It's pretty incredible the names.
Stuart Sink. I mean, McNeil.
Stuart Sink's another one. He's just got that game that
timeless.
Is just so consistent.
Stealthy Stankowski. Remember when he was really good on tour?
Yeah, Justin Hicks, a little 26th place.
Yeah, I saw that. Justin Hicks, Michigan native.
He's had a great year. Good for him. Yeah. Unbelievable year.
How did rest of the guys do, the PGA Tour guys? Or the PGA of America guys?
Michael Block, you know, the same song and dance, whatever.
What did he finish?
Look at me. Omar. Oh, yeah. Omar finished almost, you know, down at the bottom of the list, but he made the cut. I mean, it's
Michael Block,
impressive.
That dude plays very emotional golf.
Next subject.
Never mind.
He plays it up.
Yes.
He plays it up. Now, speaking of playing it up,
we
have an announcement here?
Yes, we've gotten to the portion of the program that we usually proudly bring you, the Punk of the Week.
This has been bugging me all day.
With that being said, our own BC, Brian Cairns, requested through Dave Rieger, our esteemed producer slash tech specialist.
You can talk.
David's here.
Yes.
Was that shocking?
It was a phone call, not a text, but
an actual phone call.
An actual phone call. I was like,
not a one-word text message.
I was like, who's this calling me?
I was going to say,
who's this calling? He doesn't even have his number.
Cryptic. Wasn't anything, you know.
And he says to me, I would like to request 5 minutes for an announcement. So I said, all right.
Okay.
You got it.
Better be damn good. Not even the bloody BC text that makes absolutely sense.
You didn't even screen it?
Listen, when Brian Cairns calls,
I knew it's important.
It was like the bat phone.
I hope there's a script.
I'm not a big exactly.
it was like the bat phone going off.
Let's
know?
Go. We're running out of time. So we got 5 minutes. Even,
the past 13 years,
listen,
I gotta tell you,
I have heavy feelings turning the blowtorch over to you for 5 minutes. But go ahead.
You're not nearly as freaked out as a person on that button.
Torch,
but anyway. For the last 13 years, I have to apologize, I've always called a person a punk.
You've been known to.
Yes. I've never put a positive
Sometimes
spin.
Sometimes with cause, though.
Yes, but I've never put a positive spin on golf when there should be a positive spin on golf. My new
That's why I was here, BC. I was always going the other way.
My new image is proud of the week.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to be proud of the person I announce every week and not just beat them up and be angry.
Man. So you're
no
saying,
more sour.
You
days.
Must have went to church.
I did. How'd you know? I did go to church, but it was great. It was great. You know,
confession.
I did that this week too.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Wait a second.
Are you
saying you're just there's no more punk of the week?
Nope.
This
I'm
is going to be the pride of the week.
The pride of the week. Yes.
Pride of the week.
I'm going to be proud.
So
of
it's
the week.
POW still.
It's still the
but
POW.
It's just the pride of the week.
I think I'm going the wrong way. You know.
Wow. We might need to give him a hug.
I
don't know about. I think the top story of the hour is that BC is transitioning. Kinda.
So I would say the USGA and all its, you know, all the complaints I've had the USGA and the PGA, I have to wait for a better moment to bring them up. But the USGA has done a great job of changing U.S. Amateur, U.S. Junior, the State Amateur. Congratulations, McCoy, for winning the
two of the last three.
Yeah, the Michigan Amateur, pride of Michigan State, obviously, but. He ran people over this week, some really good players.
Yeah.
I mean, ran them over.
Good.
Really cool. But the USGA got it right. They're giving the state amateur champions entry into the USAM. They're giving the U.S. junior champions, or the Michigan junior champions, or the state junior champions entry into the USGA.
That's good.
U.S. Open. Phenomenal. You know,
somebody circled the state on the calendar. I believe in all the years I've known you.
Yes.
This is the first positive thing you have ever said about
you know
the USGA.
It's funny because I just got a text message from my wife, too. She says, you know, 13, 14 years we've been together. She says, that could be the most positive thing you've ever said in your life. I've changed my ways.
Oh, I don't believe it.
I'm trying.
I don't believe it.
I'm trying. It's like that. You ever watch Animal House? One over there in each shoulder.
I need your wife's digits just to make sure that you follow through on this at home.
Oh, man.
Because if your wife is shocked and horrified by what's going on right now, that is very entertaining.
You know,
good for you, BC.
Hey, it's just one week.
I know.
Just one week.
One day. But anyway, it was good because I really tried. I really tried. I saw a dent in the garage door. I'm like,
Now, the old BC would have gone off.
I got a couple flights to go upstairs and kind of cool it down, you know. God dang it. You know, I kind of kicked the door a few times, and then a couple nuts and bolts fell off there in the garage. I'm like, talking about being a handyman. I was like, freaked out. That
what do you do?
I better call the garage guy, right, Briggs?
So now, wait a minute.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with a garage.
No,
door.
that's a very important thing.
There's
in my
people
life.
That are far more qualified for stuff like that.
And then the TV last night, we're watching this movie. You know,
oh, boy.
Grant Hefner tells me to watch this movie. I watch this movie. The reviewing. It's going. The TV's freaking out.
Flashing.
Not flashing. Like rewinding the movie, going forward, going backward. The TV is like.
Did you take it? Take deep breath
freaking
and give yourself
out.
A hug.
No. I freak out when the TV doesn't work.
Right.
What movie did he recommend that you had to watch?
Hail Mary, I think it was.
Project Hail Mary?
Yeah, it was really good, though.
Yeah, it was okay. It's all right.
My TV's not working right now because it's out of power. But anyway.
So I freaked out. You know, my wife's like, man, you are really determined. I was like, yeah, I'm grinding. I mean, I was down on my knees.
Grinding.
Turned the TV over, hitting the buttons, grinding away. I happened to grab an old remote. It worked. I'm like, what? This movie switched the message from the new remote to the old remote. I'm back on.
So all it takes is a new remote and a trip to church, and BC's totally changed.
Exactly, right?
Now, listen. Hey,
wait till his next three putt.
Does this startling announcement mean that Punk of the Week is no more?
No, because I'm going to nominate the FIFA referees and why they don't just kick guys out of the damn game. When they keep diving. This drives me nuts. It's such a great game, and my punk of the week are these guys that dive constantly and look up to see if
people
are
never
looking,
change.
And then they hold their head.
Right.
They didn't even get hit in the head.
Well, the dude that
they
got the red card called on Flo Balogun stayed in the game.
Oh, it's so frustrating. They should be removed from the game for 15 minutes. And if they get a third card or yellow or diving or whatever you want to give it, give them a pink card.
Flopping?
Give them a pink card.
For flopping.
For flopping. Yeah. If they get two pink cards, they're out of the half.
I can't watch it because it's not football anymore.
And then you get Australian rules or you get the rugby guys. And it's like, these guys. Like,
you watch
these
Australian
guys,
rules football.
Nobody lays on the ground.
That is
awesome. Something. That is something.
I mean, that
you have got to be
great.
In shape.
I mean, what?
You have got to be physical.
And there should be fighting.
Yes. 100%.
They should let them fight. And if you fight, you're out for 15 minutes. But let them go.
Yeah.
Let them go. I'd love to see it. They'd probably
go
like this.
If that rule was passed, they'd take full advantage,
they'd be
believe
like,
you me.
Like kangaroo boxers, probably.
I just read, by the way, that the Belgian manager is apoplectic. About Flo Balogun.
That's a big word. I have no idea what that means.
Getting allowed to play tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in Seattle.
Frustrated, flabbergasted.
He's pretty perturbed.
Pissed?
Yes.
All of the above?
He is looking for ways to get in touch with FIFA to overturn the overturn. But it was a garbage red card to begin with. Sometimes.
What was that word again?
Apoplectic.
That's a lot of vowels.
He was a wee bit worked.
That'll give you a little homework assignment. We are out of time for this edition, but what an edition it was.
Another hour.
David Rieger, thank you very much
for
all
you do. We need a reflection hour.
Abby, Angelo, back at the Golden Tower, thank you so very much. Boy, I'll tell you what.
You're blown
away.
What
a way to end the show.
It was deep.
Pride of the week.
It was deep this week.
Pride of the week.
BC, thank you. Jordan, thank you, as always. A wonderful time had by all. In the meantime, my name is Steve Courtney. Thank you all very much for listening to Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR.